Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Thank you very much. I love this part of the week because this is what it's all about, is getting everything ready all week to do this. You are on the Armed American Radio Network all across the country, from the southeast quadrant of Florida, Delray, West Palm, Jupiter, to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. We are filling your prescription for freedom. And that is a beautiful thing. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing anti-gunners are listening. I'm doing well. Thank you.
that's
sorry
nice.
About that.
No, it's all good. That's all good.
It's all good, isn't it? But this is the best part of the week. This is what we gear up for all week.
Yes, it is.
And man, the lineup this week just about kicked my tail.
Man, it sounds like a good one. I know that.
It is a good one. It's a real good one. We've got the History Channel's casting. We got a casting call from the History Channel Top Shot show, which is really fun to watch. And one of the casting directors, Semi Aboud, is here with us today on Armed American Radio. He was on prior to, you might remember, folks, for last year or this season's first season. Mm-hmm. He was on with us, I'm not sure how long ago it's been. Time is flying by. But he's been on the program before when he was seeking folks just like you, ladies and gentlemen, to join the History Channel's Top Shot. He's coming back now to talk about season two and what they're looking for. And, you know, I found out that our own George Hill, the Mad Ogre, has put in his app.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm telling you. How fun would that be to see the ogre?
Man, that would be real nice.
Wouldn't it? Hey, can I start off with a quote real fast?
Yes. I like your quotes.
Listen to this one. When one considers the combination of his stop-at-nothing attitude, his contempt for limited government, his appointment of judges who want to create law rather than interpret it, all of these make this president today's single greatest threat to the great experiment in freedom that is our republic. That's from former Representative Tom Tancredo from Colorado.
Very nice.
And he goes, I like Tom. And we've reached out to Tom to ask him to come on this program and discuss this. This was from a Washington Times op-ed, and the title of it was The Case for Impeachment. And boy, let me tell you something. He lays it out, baby. He lays it out like only Tom can do. I'll read you some more quotes from that later. How about that, Sean?
Sounds good.
And I like this one, too. This was a great headline. Woman 2, Thug 0.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that one.
Oh, man, that pretty much says it all. Woman 2, Thugs 0. We like hearing headlines like that. And it even has photographs that accompany this.
Ooh.
Broken glass, bloody carpet,
ooh,
things like that. Woman 2, Thugs 0 after home invasion. Oklahoma break-in, mm-hmm, is what I'm referring to here, turning deadly when victim pulls gun and fires. See, they got that right. They didn't call the criminal who was shot, mm-hmm, during the home invasion the victim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They called the woman whose home was invaded
the victim
and fired back the victim.
Yep, they got that one right.
And they, you know, they did. They got that right. And, you know, that's in one of the fighting back sections of WorldNet Daily. I get all those Google things, you know, and they're sending in alerts and stuff all day long and just clogging up the inbox. But some of them are so fun to read. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, welcome. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We're filling your prescription for freedom every week right here. You know, last week's show was really powerful with Masad Ayoub in the studio, Sean.
Yeah, it was.
And hour two, folks, if you missed last week's show, especially hour two, when we were talking, Sean, about the woman who, you know, the brandishing the beer mug in the bar, I went back and listened to that probably 15 or 20 times and just laughed harder every time I did.
I'm laughing now.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know, and I'll put you on the spot on the nation's airwaves. Maybe we can get that clip. Maybe we can cut that out at some point and replay a couple pieces of that.
And you know what? Matter of fact, I think I still have it loaded. Let me check and see.
Yeah, because that is just a classic. That is a classic, and if we can play that for you again, if you missed it last week, we'll ask you to sit tight and take a listen.
Yes, I do.
You can, good, because it's good. It's funny, and it's very relevant to one of today's topics about, you know, guns in bars and restaurants by law-abiding citizens. And then when you hear that a person was arrested for brandishing a beer mug and in a bar, I mean, isn't everyone in a bar brandishing a beer mug, Sean?
Man, and if it's the kind of beer mug I'm thinking of, that had to hurt.
Sure. You know, one of those heavy, oh, and this is where they rip you off in bars. Check it out, folks. You think you're getting a 12-ounce beer? No. You're getting a 10-ounce beer, folks.
Yeah, because the glass itself is 2 ounces thick.
Yeah, it's a ripoff. Always get the pint. You know, the Guinness with the little thing around the top.
Oh, well, that's nice, though.
Anyway, that's a funny segment, and it was a classic. It was truly a classic with Massad Ayoub. And you know, to our new listeners across the country, if you don't know who Massad Ayoub is, this is a good opportunity to tell you. Massad is a frequent guest on the show. He is the nation's foremost expert witness in self-defense shootings across the country. He has testified countless times in defense of those who have used a firearm in self-defense, and is responsible for enlightening millions of people across the country. He is the author of 37 different self-defense books, including the Bible, as I refer to it, 1980s in the Gravest Extreme. You know, there's some outdated material in there relative to the firearms, but the principles never change, folks. And Massad was in the studio with us last week, and we'll see if we can play that segment later. But we've got a really good lineup for you today. Feel free to join the program today at 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Reach out to me right here on that little screen there, and it is little. At mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or you can tweet me, twitter.com/AARmark. You are monitoring those, Sean, right?
Yes, I'm getting stuff set up as you speak.
Okay, good deal. And I'm sure that Sean will post the live feed. We still are testing that live internet feed, that stream where folks can watch you before we get it in here, and we get a split screen, right?
Yes. I'm a matter of fact, I need to adjust the camera. I didn't bring my tripod in. I just kind of clipped it to a mic stand.
That's okay.
I gotta straighten it out, but it is on.
Clip to mic stand works for me. You know, and we're testing it, and we're getting some really good feedback, and we're getting more and more people watching the live feed every week.
Yes, we are.
And so give us your feedback. Also, make sure to check us out, folks, at jointheuscca.com. Jointheuscca.com. Dozens and dozens and dozens of you have. Congratulations. Welcome to the United States Concealed Carry Association, the single most important source for you if you've made a decision to carry a firearm. Join tens of thousands of like-minded folks across the country. You can read my columns in Concealed Carry Magazine, the nation's foremost publication and the flagship publication of the USCCA. We've got special packages for you, Sean. We're still running those packages at jointheuscca.com, and that's not something that you're going to see in print anywhere. That's only for radio listeners. Go there. We don't advertise that site to anybody but you. Go check it out. Pick your package. If you're not ready to pull the trigger yet, pun intended, you can head over to armedamericanradio.com or armedamericanradio.org, armedamericanradio.com, and click on any of the links. I'm a big fan of free stuff. Anybody that listens to me every week knows I love free stuff, especially in today's environment. Get free stuff. Free stuff rules. Go over to armedamericanradio.com and pick up your state concealed weapons law in a PDF. It's free. It takes 2 seconds. You get the download instantly. It's chock full of information. And you can also sign up for the Concealed Carry Report. It's free. And trust me on this one, it's a good one. I write a little blurb for it every week. And it's not real politically correct, Sean, which is a good thing, especially on this broadcast today, because I'm angry. I'm angry.
Well, after that credit card deal that you're going to read about, that kind of got my dandruff up.
Well, we'll talk about it now, but we'll talk about it later on in the show, too, in the roundtable. We'll talk about it with George. I want to get his opinion. But the rest of the lineup, we have Semi Abood coming on from History Channel, going to be a real good interview. He's going to let you know, folks, if you're interested in participating on Top Shot on the History Channel, you're going to find out how right here on Armed American Radio today. Mm-hmm. We also have the author of Self-Defense Laws of All 50 States. This is good. I poured through this thing over the past 4 or 5 days. Mm-hmm. And we've got attorney Mitch Vilos. He wrote the book with his son. And it's great stuff because we're not talking about the gun laws, Sean. We're not talking about where you can carry, how you can carry, what kind of holster.
Mm-hmm.
Is it illegal to, you know, to Mexican carry, for example, without mm-hmm. a holster? We're not talking about that. We're talking about the self-defense laws
mm-hmm.
of the states. When can you use your gun and what can you expect from the law in the state that you're in?
You know, we've had quite a few calls about that subject, so that's
going
to be good. Yeah,
we have. And coming up also, we have Dr. Rob Steele, who is going to rip the 15th District Congressional seat away from John Dingell. He'll be here, too. Ooh, a good one. You don't want to miss it. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Don't go away. It's all coming up.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Well-known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit galcogunleather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, the founder of eHarmony. You know, when you're matched with someone on 29 dimensions of compatibility, it's a whole new world. Listen to what Erica, a real-life eHarmony success story, has to say about it.
It's absolutely different for me than any other previous relationship. I never imagined that I would find someone that would make me so happy.
Visit eHarmony.com and discover what so many singles have found. Log on today and review your eHarmony matches absolutely free. eHarmony.com.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks,
at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Check out this email I just got, folks. It, you know, the news gets better out of Illinois. Just a quick note, after coming off a 48-hour shift in the aforementioned People's Republic with a near-record 97 GOR on Friday afternoon and 7.89 inches of rain Friday night into Saturday morning. Last Monday night, the OP Village, and that's referring to Oak Park, Illinois Village, changed the village ordinance to allow the possession of handguns in one's residence and a place of business. There was no public discussion. Not really sure why they didn't Xerox Chicagotown's game plan. Don't really care. Hope to catch the show tonight. If I don't, DFL, done fell out by then. Otherwise, I'll see you on the podcast. Peace, brother. That's from Bob Reese. Now, here's what's cool about that. I have my theory as to why they didn't rubber stamp Daley. Because Daley's in political trouble. That's why. People are standing up to the thug boss. That's why. But we'll talk about that later. Let's go. This is fun. I like this because I like this show, and we've had a contestant on this show, on Armed American Radio from Top Shot on the History Channel. Let's welcome Semi Aboud, casting from the History Channel's Top Shot. Semi, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Mark. I'm great. Glad to be back.
Great show, man. You guys are really putting out a quality product on the History Channel with this one. I think you're on to something here.
Thanks, absolutely. Man. I'm glad you guys like it. It's doing so well. Obviously, it's time to start casting season two, and that makes me happy.
Well, listen, clarify your position with History Channel and your affiliation with Top Shot. I called you a casting director, and I want to make sure that everybody knows who we're talking to.
I am. I am the casting director for a company called Pilgrim Films and Television. We do shows like The Ultimate Fighter and Dirty Jobs. We also do Top Shot for the History Channel.
Okay, beautiful. Well, listen, you guys must be very, very pleased with the outcome of the first season. Fun stuff to watch.
Oh, yeah. I think we're airing episode 7 tonight, so we're getting pretty close to the end, but it's gotten a great response. And we, you know, every day we have people getting a hold of us saying, when can I get on season 2? And, you know, this past week it's about time to start. So.
Yeah, right. Now, when does season 2 start?
When does it start airing?
It
probably won't air until the spring because we're casting now. We're going to film in October. And by the time we edit the whole thing, I'd say, you know, early part of next year.
You know, we had Caleb Giddings on the show. And,
he's a great guy, isn't he?
He's a super guy. And I watched, you know, the final segment he was on. And he couldn't give away. You know, he's a stand-up guy. And, he, you know, we asked him to give something away here on the show. We wouldn't be doing our jobs if we didn't.
Yeah.
And he couldn't. You know, he said, you're going to have to watch it to check it out. And that's when he got in that little tiff with the other contestant.
Yes.
And, you know, I was really pulling for Caleb on that. He's been on the show a number of times. I know he's a great shooter, and he's a great guy, and he didn't take the bait, and he stayed above the fray. And my hat's off to him. But he got knocked off that very week that he was on Armed American Radio.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and he's one of the names I think that a lot of shooters out there would recognize. It's probably... You know, I'm not in the community myself, but I'm getting to know it as I go along. There's probably 4 or 5 names on there that you guys recognized before the show. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
And, yeah.
You know, you have when you were on the last time on Armed American Radio, you guys were casting for this season that's currently running, season number 1.
Hmm.
And is it what you expected?
It is. Well, I know it's actually better than I expected. When you start off something like this, you really don't know what to expect. And this was a brand new type of show for me. I'd done all sorts, you know, I worked on Dirty Jobs, Ghost Hunters, I'd worked on dating shows. I had never, and I don't think too many people had done reality shows based around the firearms community.
Right.
So I didn't know what to expect. I met a lot of really great guys and girls, and they made the cast, and it turned out to be a lot of fun.
Well, tell listeners, you're being listened to right now from the beaches of Southeast Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska, Sammy.
That's pretty intimidating.
Well, you know, actually, hey, I'll tell you what. Since the last time you were on, we've tripled.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're in 21 states right now, 22 states, something like that, in the District of Columbia now. Literally tripled. You're currently on the fastest-growing firearms-related broadcast in the nation and one of the nation's fastest-growing syndicated broadcasts. So, you know, your reach right now is a lot bigger than it was before. Tell folks... What you know, for people who say, hey, how can I get on? Tell us what they need to know.
Oh, all right. If you're interested in being on the next season of Top Shot, you can go to two websites. You can go to the History Channel website, history.com/Top Shot. It's the Top Shot page. Click on casting. It'll give you everything you need to know. Or go to the Pilgrim Films page. That's pilgrimfilms.tv. Click on casting. You'll see a list of our shows. Click on Top Shot. It'll tell you the dates, when you need to be available. It'll tell you the eligibility requirements. Very easily, you can just send an email to topshotcasting@gmail.com. Send me your picture, send me your name, send me your contact information, and a brief explanation of why you think you're America's next Top Shot.
Okay, let's go ahead and repeat that. I want everybody to get that. History.com/Top Shot. And they can click on what? Casting?
Yeah, look for Now Casting. It appears in two different spots on the website.
All right, folks, check that out.
Pilgrim Films page, too.
Okay, and then pilgrimfilms.tv, right?
Yeah, pilgrimfilms.tv, and then click on casting. You'll see all the shows we're casting for. Click on Top Shot, and all the information's right there.
All right, and topshotcasting@gmail.com. I'm excited about it. It's like a Survivor.
It kind of is, and it helps that we have Colby Donaldson from Survivor actually hosting the show.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
It was kind of fun the way it worked out. He's doing a pretty good impersonation of Jeff Probst, I think, but he's coming into his own.
Yeah, well, that the show will mature and develop as it goes, and I think the second season, just as a fan of watching shows like this from time to time when I have the time, you'll see the show start to develop and mature, and the competition will start to develop and mature, and guests or cast members this go around will have watched the group that pioneered it, in season one, and I think that'll reflect in it too. Don't you agree?
Oh, I completely agree. The folks on season one had no idea what they were getting into. We tried to describe it to them the best we could, but you don't know it until you see it. So I'm hoping people are watching the show right now. In fact, actually, the new episode premieres tonight at 10 p.m. on History Channel.
Right, 10 p.m. Eastern.
I hope they watch it and say, I can do that.
Yeah, I tried to get Caleb to give me the goods. But he didn't do it, so be proud of him on that. And I'm sure that was in a contract, too, wasn't it?
I am. Oh, yeah, they all have pretty stringent confidentiality agreements. I'm proud of him.
Yeah, that would, but hey, listen, don't get mad at me. I had to try to pull it out of him.
You guys do whatever you want. Go for it. That's your job. As long as they hold their ground, that makes me a happy man.
I understand, and we'll talk about it later in the broadcast. I hope you're listening. If you're not watching, or hope you're doing both, anyway, check out the podcast. One of our own here has already submitted his application.
I think I heard you say that earlier. I have to
George
talk to my
Hill, the Mad Ogre.
If they picked it up.
And boy, I'll tell
Ogre,
you.
Huh?
Yeah. Or Sean.
Yes, sir.
How fun will that be?
That's going to be real wild.
Wouldn't it? Yeah.
I would love to see that.
He's got everything rolled into one.
Yes.
I was going to say, is he going to get a ringing endorsement from you guys?
Oh, there's no question about it. He participates on Armed American Radio, and I'll tell you what, I don't think there's anything he hasn't done.
Uh-huh.
With with any firearm that you guys are using, I really enjoyed watching the old flintlocks.
That was fun, huh? And let me tell you, one of the most fun things for me is watching those slow motion cameras. How great is it seeing the explosions from the guns? You guys enjoy that?
Yes.
The visuals, yeah, they really were neat to watch. Hey, Sean, how much time do we have here? Ah, see what timing? It's in my blood. Okay. Semi, I want to thank you very much.
No problem. It was great to be on.
Appreciate it much. We'll follow up with you before the season starts. Maybe we can have you back on. Ladies and gentlemen, you are on the Armed American Radio Network. Stick around. Don't go away.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Defining weekend talk radio, aren't we, Sean?
Yes, we are.
I believe we are.
You caught me off guard with that one.
We just are. That's why we're growing so fast. Yes. I wanted to give a big, big, huge, warm welcome to two new stations. We have two new affiliates picking up Armed American Radio. We are filling their prescription for freedom next week, starting on August 1st. KUOA, 1290 AM, Siloam Springs, Arkansas. I think I pronounced that right. If I didn't, please call me and tell me.
Yes, that's what it appears to be.
Okay, you start filling your prescription for freedom next week on Armed American Radio Network, and that's a beautiful thing, and welcome. That gives us three affiliates in Arkansas. We own it. California, People's Republic of. We're taking you over, too. Piece by piece.
Little by little.
Little by little. Incrementalism. We are taking back America. Piece by piece. And we're doing everything in our power to do our part here. And we want to welcome Porterville, California. That's between Fresno and Bakersfield. And that's KTIP, 1450 AM. You are on the Armed American Radio Network beginning next week. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome in California. Ooh, that's fun. We have some other things up our sleeves, too. Can't tell you yet. My next guest is Mitch Vilos, Self-Defense Laws of All 50 States, the author. I'm going to ask Mitch to hold 1 second because we have a call from Detroit. Do we not, Sean?
Yes, we do. We have Ken from Detroit.
Ken in Detroit. I love it. The Motor City. We've had the Motor City Madman on the broadcast. We're beaming ourselves up there. WDTK, 1400 AM up in Detroit. Ken, welcome to Armed American Radio. How are you?
Doing great. It's a beautiful evening here in Detroit.
What's the gore, my friend?
What's the gore?
The gore. What's the gore? The temperature.
Oh, right now it's got to be about 75, 80 degrees.
Oh, wow. Ooh, 80 gore. See, what we do, Ken, here on Armed American Radio, we've eliminated the word degrees, and we call it the gore. So it's 75 to 80 gore in the Detroit metro area right now.
Yeah, it's a beautiful evening here.
That's comfortable, yeah. That's not jumping the fire hydrant hot.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Ken, you got a comment. Go ahead. You. I'm going to turn it over to you. Floor is yours, my friend.
Okay, I'm calling as a lifetime member of the NRA. Now, a few weeks back, the Democrats passed a new bill regulating how businesses can donate money to political campaigns and running ads and so on. Leaders of the NRA made a backdoor agreement with the Democratic Party that if they are exempt from these regulations, they won't speak out against what the Democratic Party is doing. Well, I think we gun owners, and especially those of us who are members of the NRA, I think we need to demand, and I'd like to send out a call to any of the leadership of the NRA that is not involved with this backdoor deal with the snake that we call the Democratic Party, that I think that we have the right to demand that these leaders of the NRA that made this deal be forced to resign.
You know, Ken, you bring up a very important topic. You're talking about the campaign finance legislation. And we've been a little quiet on that legislative front here on Armed American Radio for a number of different reasons, predominantly because the whole process is still shaking itself out, quite frankly. Politics is a disgusting, despicable, dirty business, especially in today's environment, as you well know, with the dirty Democrats in charge right now, and they are dirty. And what we saw happen in those backroom deals, what you're referring to is the campaign finance, new campaign finance, which, by the way, let's tell it like it is, that the Democrats legislated around the Supreme Court decision because they don't respect the rule of law. You know what I'm talking about, Ken?
Exactly.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You know, we could have a whole segment on that, and we probably will in the very near future. But it's, the NRA has taken an awful lot of flack from within their own ranks about cutting a deal behind the scenes with Pelosi and Reid and everybody else to exempt themselves from this campaign finance. And their response to it has been that they care, and I guess I should say that they've been attacked on the Second Amendment at expense of the First Amendment, this type of thing. Very complicated. We'll go into it at a later time. Not enough time right now to do it. However, their response has been that their number one goal is the protection of the Second Amendment, period, first and foremost. Now, Sean, are you familiar with this whole thing?
Yes.
Okay. Give me your thoughts on it.
Well, that's what the Democrats have done ever since the last election. They have done nothing but dirty backroom deals.
Well, sure, and then they do everything backdoor, and then they come out and tell you just wait and see the bill.
Absolutely.
Ken, you bring up a great point. I don't like what I saw there. I'm an NRA member myself, and I don't like what I saw going on back there. I'll hold my thoughts on that right now until we can do a full show, and we intend on doing that. And I don't really want to spill my guts right now about that. I hope you can appreciate that.
Yes.
But you bring up a tremendous point, and you are not the only one saying you're not the only one saying that.
Well, that's why I said it. I think that those of us who are members, and I know we have a lot of powerful members like Ted Nugent, Tom Selleck, and others, I think that pressure needs to be put on those individuals that made a, like I said, a backroom deal with the devil, if you want to look at it that way, to be removed from office.
Well, that snake can come back and bite you.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't think that we need to be having a leadership with the NRA that's willing to do that kind of deals.
Yeah, it stinks. There's no question about it. And I'll hold my thoughts on that until we can do a segment and get somebody from the NRA on to talk about it, if that's okay. But I really appreciate you calling and bringing that up.
Well, you know, the First Amendment is just as important as the Second. And if we're willing to make backroom deals on the First Amendment, I'm really a concern about what we'll do
for the Second. Yep.
Well, I'm not. I'm right there with you, brother. I agree.
And a quick suggestion: if you can get any, you know, any of the big wigs, whether it's Nugent or any of these other guys, and I know they listen, to get on your show and talk about it, I think that would be a good thing.
We intend on doing that. In fact, we intend on doing a complete hour on that. And that's why I said I don't want to spill my guts on that right now, because we are going to push. I just don't think we've seen the end of that yet. I want to let that shake out a little bit. You know, the NRA put a letter out to its members, and you can read that on the NRA site and get their position on it. But I don't like dirty backroom dealings. I don't like dirty politics. Politics stinks.
Well, you know, we had enough backroom dealings going on with the Republican Party and the Bush administration, and of course the Dems and everything that they've been doing. I don't think we need to have a leadership in the NRA that's willing to do the same thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to bring them on here and we're going to talk about it in the near future. Check out armedamericanradio.com for updated information. Definitely check us out at facebook.com by checking out Armed American Radio. Click like, get involved, and you'll get up to the minute updates. Ken, I appreciate the call very much. Thank you, and we will talk about it. Please stay tuned, and you can check us out on Facebook. We'll let you know when that segment is coming up. Okay.
And I appreciate that you took my call.
Not a problem. Thanks very much for chiming in, ladies and gentlemen. We have, I think, Sean, just a couple minutes. Let's go ahead and bring Mitch in real fast. How about it?
Sounds good.
Mitch Velos, am I pronouncing your name right, Mitch?
You are.
Okay, beautiful.
Hey, listen. Congratulations on your new show. This is great.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah, we've been going at it now, what, I think 58, 60 weeks already.
Yes.
Wow.
And, in less than 10 months, we've pushed it up to almost 50 stations across the country. Mitch, we're going to take a break here in just a couple seconds, and I want to let listeners know that you, in conjunction with your son, his co-author, right?
Right.
Wrote the book Self-Defense Laws of All 50 States. And what I like about it on the title is with plain talk summaries, and it is, folks, I've read it, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and we'll be right back with the author of Self-Defense Laws of All 50 States, Mitch Velos, in just a second. Don't go away.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
One 500-pound wild boar. One 9mm round of extreme shock ammunition. bacon, anyone? That's all it takes when you're using the world's most advanced ammunition. Used by special ops and police, Extreme Shock's lethal bullet technology features unrivaled expanding fragmentation that stops the threat and inflicts massive tissue damage. See the photos and videos at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Yeah, he thinks we're redefining weekend talk radio, too. That's pretty cool. And, Sean, I'm looking at you on the Ustream feed, and that is a very clear, I think we're making some good progress here.
Yes, I don't know why it's clear, but it's clear today.
Yeah, you're a little bit delayed back there, but, you know, it's a give and take here. Folks, you're back on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Get you on the show. Or mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we'll read your email. We've already read a couple. Join Ken, who called us listening up there in Detroit on WDTK. Give us a buzz. Chime in. We love it. The calls, you guys have been just tearing the phones up and the emails over the past few weeks. It's great. I'd like to welcome back Mitch Velos. Mitch Velos is the author, co-author with his son, Evan Velos, of Self-Defense Laws of All 50 States with Plain Talk Summaries. Mitch, welcome back.
Thank you, Mark.
Tell me about this book.
Well, it's a book that I wrote with my son. I'm a criminal defense attorney here in Utah, and I wrote a gun law book back in '98. It was the Gun Laws of Utah, and I started getting cases in, and just really concerned about some of the mistakes that gun owners make, thinking they understand the law of self-defense. And you know, it's probably one of the most misunderstood areas of law as far as the public is concerned. And if you make a mistake in this area, it's all over.
Let's just say it's extremely costly. One thing I'd like to point out that I like about the concept of the book, and I actually have a copy right here.
I'm glad you do.
It is, we're not talking about gun laws. We're talking about self-defense laws.
Right.
And there is a difference.
Justification to use
deadly force.
Deadly force, yes.
That's absolutely correct. We're not talking about, as I mentioned earlier, in this hour, we're not talking about how you can carry your gun, where it has to be in the car, Can it be loaded or unloaded like California's goofy open carry? You know, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about what the Florida 716 statutes say, for example, correct?
Right.
About the right to defend your life when you can pull that weapon. So let's talk about that for a minute. Florida's a great example.
Oh,
it is 716 or is it 761?
Well, I'd have to look it up, actually.
There's me too. And I should know that. I'm dyslexic here. But let's talk about that for a moment because...
Make my day statute.
Right. Or you know, stand your ground, whatever you want to refer to it, because that changed a lot of what, and it's not just Florida, but it's changing a lot of what's happening in states across the country as they adopt these. So goes Florida, so goes the country as far as self-defense. But
well, and it's got a great home defense statute. I mean, as you saw, we have a chapter in the back of the book where we take the best of the best, and we call it my alter ego, Pancho Villos.
I love it.
Pancho's Revolution, the mother of all self-defense statutes, and we used Florida's home defense statute because it's hands down the best home defense statute in the country.
It is, and they wrote the book. They did it in 87. They did it again in 2005 when this went into effect. And I lived in Florida during that time period, and Florida really did write the book on this stuff.
What was funny is Harvard wrote a criticism of it and tried to encourage them to repeal it. And very next year, two or three states passed the same statute, and now there's several states that have that, have at least parts of it. Michigan actually improved on it because they added businesses. So it's just really, really interesting reading as you turn to that chapter. And I think it's a model for everybody, every citizen in this country to work toward getting a statute like that for home defense and defense of a occupied vehicle, and expand it into business or wherever you should have a right to defend yourself.
That's right, and you lay it out in here state by state by state. And again, I can't stress enough, ladies and gentlemen, that we're not talking about gun laws. We're talking about self-defense laws, when you have the right to actually brandish
and pull your gun. Mark, if you violate one of the gun laws, you might be charged with a low-level felony. But if you violate the laws of justification or the laws of self-defense, just like our shock and awe chapter, Chapter 2, you could end up doing life in prison without parole and lose absolutely everything.
Folks, it doesn't get any more serious than what Mitch is talking about right now. And, Mitch, sometimes we hear from people, and this is bad advice, how do I know when I can? Well, you'll know. You'll just know. You'll sense it.
Yeah, you do sense it. But there are also some interesting changes in the law that started with Florida, where we have, and some of the western states as well, Utah included, where we have what we call a lower threshold. And what that does is it gives the citizen, the law-abiding citizen, the advantage of perception and reaction time. He doesn't have to identify a weapon in the attacker's hands. All he has to do is know that he's under some sort of attack, and then he has the right to use deadly force. And that gives him an advantage because, you know, as police academies are now teaching, action always beats reaction. It's not like the cowboy shows where the good guys always beat the bad guys. And so if you can get the advantage of the perception and reaction time by drawing your weapon and not having to worry about being charged with a serious crime to stop your attacker, then it's good to know those advantages that are built into the laws. And they're built into most of the laws in southern and western states. Not all of them. So you got to be careful. And that's
why something else, too, that I think you need to be concerned with as well is that the law leaves room for interpretation.
Oh.
Each individual situation is going to unfold differently. And Florida used to put out in their pamphlet, and I'll have to do some research and check on this and see if they still do when you get the permit. Used to come with the permit that, they'd give you several different examples. It was almost like a quiz. And they would say, you know, here's the case of so-and-so. And I think one of the examples they used to use was a guy was at a gas station filling his car. As he returned from the store and went back to his pull the pump out of his vehicle, he was reaching in his car. He was attacked while he was there. And he was being beaten with fists. He was overpowered. He reached for his gun. He pulled his gun. He shot his attacker. He's doing about 20 years for that right now. And the reason given by the state is that he had, now this was prior to And this is why we want to look into this a little further. That's why these stand your ground laws are so important. Because I don't think in today's environment he would have been.
Well, you know, if you've got the armed defender and the unarmed attacker, that's what we call a thumbs-down factor. We've got Chapter 7 that lists all the thumbs-down factors. What is it that causes police to arrest, prosecutors to prosecute, and juries to convict? And that's one of those thumbs-down factors. You've got the armed defender facing an unarmed attacker.
Well, you just had a case like that, too. I have to check where it was. I just read it this week, and we are going to talk about it in the roundtable. I don't want to get into that paperwork now, where we've got a guy who was outside of his vehicle. Both had been drinking.
And, drinking's a thumbs-down factor.
That's a huge thumbs-down factor.
Yeah.
He had a right to be where he was, and a guy started giving him a boatload of garbage about his car being parked too close to his SUV. Folks, this is critical stuff. Pick this up. Self-defense laws of all 50 states with Plain Talk Summaries by Mitch and Evan Velas. Mitch, thanks for coming on the program. You want to stick around, you're welcome to hang out for the next segment.
Okay. We may want to just mention where they can get this. It's self-defenselaws.com. We're waiving shipping and handling if they'll order in the next 48 hours.
And we'll talk about it when we come back on Armed American Radio Network. Mitch, can you stay with us?
Oh, sure.
All right, beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. We'll be back after these messages. We'll continue the discussion about self-defense laws of all 50 states. You need to know what these are. See you in a few.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same. Debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.